do believe in magic. I do believe in magic. And I have a beautiful fairy guest with us today. So I want to say hello to everyone who's listening, all you beautiful earth angels, wherever and whenever you might be listening to the show across the entire globe. Today is Monday, July 27th, 2020, and I'm your host, Shishi O'Donnell, coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. I'm a life, love, and relationship coach, divine lifestyle consultant, and certified angel therapy practitioner, and you are now listening to International Angels Network. We're a show that explores angels, healing, metaphysics, and other empowering topics, and we are a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 516-453-9162. That is 516-453-9162. You can also Skype into the show for free from anywhere around the world. You will see a Skype icon on the Blog Talk website while we're live on the air. And make sure you press 1 on your phone keypad or Skype keypad if you'd like to speak with me or our guest today, and then you'll be in the queue. So today we have a beautiful, special guest who I love, love, love who she is and what she's up to in the world and the beauty that she creates in every way possible. Her name is Aluna Lua. She was born in São Paulo, Brazil, where that's where she grew up studying dance and graphic design. And when she was 19, she began her path with diving into plant medicine and different lineages, exploring different lineages of shamanism across the Americas. And that's where she found her devotion to harmonizing indigenous and modern worldviews and bringing that all together, synthesizing it to the collective wisdom of these ancient traditions for the world. She currently resides in Los Angeles, California, where she offers a range of personal development programs that direct the body, mind, and spirit along their path of ascension through body detoxification, dreams, psychedelics, music, and dance. She is living her passion, helping others. She's always expanding through creating and facilitating new programs that are meeting global demand for spiritual guidance. And all the things she creates are rooted in expression, integrity, and harmony with the earth. So welcome, beautiful Aluna Lua. It's such a joy to have you here.
Yay. Thank you so much. Such an honor to be here with you. Hi, everyone. So, yay.
Hello. So when I asked you if you had to pick one topic that really summed up who you are and what you're doing, you suggested the topic that you are a living prayer. And I loved that so much. That really speaks to me. Maybe you could share a little bit more about what that means to you. So when you say you're a living prayer, what does that mean to you?
First, it was my realization of prayer. I feel like that can mean different things for different people and involve the religious topic. And with my self-development and my spirituality and my growth, I realized that prayer is simply the communication with the divine. And when we are communicating with the divine in everything we do, in every second of our lives, we feel that guided by everything, and everything just flows more organically because we are putting intention in everything we do, right? So I used to eat very unhealthy, for example, and didn't enjoy my body and had all these ideas of how I wanted to look and tried infinite diets and tried, you know, tried so many things to lose weight and to do exercise and so many things that we know that they're good for us, but we don't have the discipline to do it. And I realized that if I am doing with the intention of connecting with the Creator, you know, and experiencing that with this connection from inside of me and receiving the answers because of this intention, I started to, this discipline started to just flow organically. I don't have to push that anymore because I see the results so immediately from my intention that everything just flows naturally. So it really changed how I see everything in life and how I see everything that we have to do or the things that we love to do. Everything just changed for a greater purpose, which is to give and receive from source. So for me, being a living prayer is to embody that and to honor that, to honor this life and with our mission that we all have ours, and to be open for this communication, because this is something I even learned more studying with you, is that the angels are just there for us to ask. They're just waiting, praying every time. I mean, everything I do, so I'm with them, connected to them, and clearly seeing them all the time, too.
Yeah, just bringing that up. Yeah, so Aluna Lua is one of my Divine Life Coaching Program participants, and she's such an explosion of talent and goodness and good, you know, beautiful heart-centered purpose, just living in the world. It's been such an honor to work with you since December, and you are a living embodiment of someone who's living a divine life, really. You are embodying your true divine essence and helping others do the same, and I'm so proud of all the things you're doing. And I had the honor of participating in one of your events, and I did share about it on the show. People who've listened to the earlier in June, I was talking about the Body Bliss 10-day cleanse. Well, this is a lady who put it together, and that was one of the first times I've ever had just fruits and vegetables and been satisfied, and I was in this beautiful grace bubble of transformation and magic. And I know you're planning to do another one coming up. Can you share a little more of the details about it? And I can share some of my personal experience as well, even though I have shared in past shows. Maybe you can share what it entails. Explain it to the people who are listening.
So I came up with the idea of offering a cleanse because I feel there are infinite cleanses everywhere, and everybody knows that they need to eat healthy and need to clean their bodies. But we just don't know how to do it. I've tried so many times, and just like, we don't have the motivation to do it, or we don't know how, or we just think it's too hard, right? That wasn't even my focus. I was just like, yeah, I'm a dancer, and I started to see that the way I eat was very inspiring for people because I've been praying for my food for years and really changing my relationship with the food and how I treat my emotional and my where do I rely to feed my emotions, right? Like, food is so connected to our emotions. We eat when we want to celebrate. We eat when you're anxious. We eat when we are tired, when we're bored. We just eat because of many reasons. And I feel like it's time for us to really get connected to the feeling and all coming from past traumas or memories or, you know, the reasons are way beyond just the taste of the food. So this is something that changed my life so much, especially being a dancer and being so aware of how my body looks and just so much judgment in terms of how I look and how much I should weigh and how strong I am. And just being in a community of people like that, I realized like, wow, we really have to get into the prayer mode and finding these reasons and the way we eat from our healing, you know, from our story and what really matters. And especially doing this with community, because when we are together, which is what will happen, we are just so much stronger. We were accountables of each other. We were able to continue our goals and really go through a very intense and transformational cleanse because we were together, and everything was just felt so much easier. Because we could share our struggles, we could share the downloads that were coming, we could share recipes, we could share practices that were helpful, we were dancing together. So just really, for me, the goal to do this project is to really bring the bliss that this process is, instead of seeing it as something like, oh no, I have to cleanse, I have to change my diet, that's too hard, that's a pain in the ass. It's like, no. That can actually be a ceremony of you really going deep and getting to know yourself and from the core of your gut and having the most beautiful community around you doing the same. So we are able to integrate these changes for life instead of being, okay, I lost 20 pounds and then in 2 weeks you're back, right? Or so the goal is really to bring that. And I felt that really happened with everybody. I was very amazed by the results, not only physical results in people losing weight and clearing skin and feeling energized, but also how these changes were permanent in their lives and how much more deeper healing they got from the community, from doing this process together. So I just feel this is a very sacred thing that we should all do, because we are in a toxic environment, whether we eat healthy or not. You know, it's from the air that we breathe, from the water we drink, from stress and sleep deprivation. And so we all have these toxins in our bodies. So it should be a very sacred moment that we can give to ourselves and being with people that also feel the same.
Yeah, and I had the experience being someone who's been heavy my whole life, and I always have this guilty feeling like I should be cleansing, I should be eating more fruits and vegetables, should. As Dr. DeMartini, one of my mentors, says, stop shitting on yourself, because it doesn't feel good to be constantly shitting on yourself. Either just choose to do something or don't. So for me, I am a team player, and I think there is like 30 people or 28 or 30 people in the cleanse that I was on with you. And I loved how it was like a virtual retreat where we felt so close to each other. We, you know, every day got together for a minimum of an hour, and then you had people teaching different things from breath work to dance to you teaching about nutrition and all the beautiful insights, and we talked about the emotional eating. And I love the idea that we go to the source of, you know, my problem is comfort and stress eating, you know, from having a, you know, traumatizing childhood. I have PTSD as an adult, and when I feel threatened or stressed, I want to eat macaroni and cheese or pizza. And instead of immediately turning to that, to really go into our creator, to connect to God, our creator, and release those feelings rather than just hiding and burying those feelings. And I'm quite sure after that I had so many realizations being on that beautiful bliss with you, bliss cleanse, that so many of my eating patterns were from just avoiding feeling, you know. And I was crying, like, you know, several times when we did sharings, you saw me, I opened my heart, I totally bawled my eyes out. And I have changed permanently from that experience, and that was early June. And I have incorporated so many more fruits and vegetables. And I, although I'm not 100% vegan, I'm much more vegan than I was, and definitely much more healthy, much more healthy. So
yes.
I would highly recommend it. And it was so cool because you had half, you know, it was basically almost all dancers except for me, and half people from Brazil and half from the U.S. And it was just so gorgeous. And inspiring to
and
be
the
a
dance
part of it.
Too, for me, bringing the dance to this environment, this process was a very new thing. You know, it was a discovery. It's like, okay, I want to bring dance to everything I do. And it was very powerful to see the results, because dance is also medicine, you know. And when we move our bodies, and especially while we're detoxing, it's just so many emotions that got released. Like, we hold tension in parts of the bodies, and we all hold them in different places. So when we are relaxing these parts through dance, through movement, and together, it was a deep healing for everybody there too. So it just brought me a deep purpose in bringing these two worlds together of health and dance. There's so many dancers that need that so much, and so many people that want to go through this process and also want dance in their lives and appreciate the movement. And that what I want to share about this too is that in the middle of the process, I received an angel, another angel in my life. And that was like, that totally blew my mind too. It was like
this day that
I was fasting. I was fasting, going through a whole process, and then I went to the beach and was just being there and receiving energy from nature. And I started to see this pink light in front of me, and I thought it was the reflection of the sun. So I was like, okay, I'm just seeing something. Maybe it's my sunglasses, and took my sunglasses out. And then this light just gets stronger and stronger and stronger, more vivid, getting closer to me. And I started, I just felt this huge light and just healing my entire body. It was so, it's even like there's no even words to express the feeling. I just knew he was an angel. I just knew it. And then when I got
that.
Back home,
really?
I got back home, read the book that you suggested me to read, and just start finding what angel did show up for me, and found that was Angel Jophiel with that color, the pink, the magenta color, and started to read about it. And I just started, I had a whole ceremony of even like processing that an angel came to me again and open up this new life for me that I'm still slowly processing of what would I do with this information. But it was very beautiful to see that how the angels were guiding me through the whole experience and guiding everybody else too.
It was so mystical, and I swear to God, I was wrapped in a bubble of grace and I had no food cravings. I was totally, like, amazed. And it's, I'm not at all surprised that Archangel Jophiel appeared to you, because she's the Archangel of Beauty, and you are Angel of Beauty. I mean, if you go to Aluna Lua's web Instagram, she has a background in graphic arts, and she's a professional dancer. But her life is an expression of art. Literally everything she does is so beautiful. All the PDFs for what to buy and how to prepare for the cleanse were like looking at heaven. I mean, everything is done aesthetically to this beautiful heavenly perfection of beauty, an expression of beauty. What is your Instagram so you can send people to that so they can check out your beautiful artwork?
It's Aluna Lua 7. So A-L-U-N-A-L-U-A 7.
So she's a professional dancer. She's also a singer that has been channeling beautiful healing songs for medicine ceremonies. And in your longer bio, it says she serves under the guardianship of Archangel Michael and dedicates her voice as a channel for his divine protection, guided by him to offer her healing work as a piece of multidimensional art. And I think that's so beautiful, because your life is literally a living prayer, and you are an expression of art, or the heart of our creator, as I see it. You are pure art / heart. And maybe you could share a little bit about your experience, because you and I both share Archangel Michael as our original Archangel guardian. Or that appeared to both of us.
Yes.
That's part of the reason we found each other. Aluna Lua came to my synchronicity workshop on 11/11 in 2019 in downtown at the Magical Mystery School downtown LA. That's where I met her. And when I shared my story about how I met Archangel Michael, she was like, "Wow, I met Archangel Michael. Let's hang, you know, let's work together." So how did Archangel Michael come into your life?
So Archangel Michael came to my life. I had no connection with angels before. You know, it was not something I was interested at all. And he came to me in a dream. I was studying lucid dreaming. I was very passionate to the subject. I still am, but I was just like, that's all I wanted to do. And so my dreams were very, very, very vivid. And one day I had a dream that this angel called Miguel, it's Michael in Portuguese, and he just saved me from the ocean of Hawaii. And just like, it was just a very magical, long, long, long dream. He gave me a lot of messages about how I am representing strength in this dimension. And I am kind of like a soldier sent by him. And he came in a human form. So when I woke up, I had nobody to talk about it. I thought I was crazy. It took me a long, long time, even like over a year, to even believe in myself, because I didn't really know how to talk about. And I just started studying it by myself and standing what I could and waiting. I was just really calling in and waiting, like, okay, I just need to find someone that knows what I'm talking about, because if I don't, I'm going to think I'm crazy. You know, and so I found you, and then it was like, it was 11/11, and I was tired, and I was like, oh, I think I should be doing something at 11/11. I have to do something. I'm like, huh, there's this angel circle. Let me see what that is. And then you just come and say that you work for Archangel Michael. And I was like, oh, my God, no way. Gorgeous woman telling me that that's what she does. Like, oh, my God. And so I'm just so, so grateful for not being crazy and for honoring this this angel in my life, because since I accepted and embraced it, and then he started to show up all the time. Now he shows up all the time. I even laugh. I even think he's funny because he just show up in some moments sometimes. It's just like, come on, you know, you just meet a person that's going to change your business or something. What's their name? Michael. I'm like, okay, sure. You know, he just like shows up in the most funny synchronistic moments.
I know. And I see it like Archangel Michael is kind of like the boss of the light workers. And when you say, I want whatever you're moving around, honey, whatever you're moving around is really loud.
Okay.
Are you moving stuff around? It's really like deafening.
Because I broke
so
a cup.
Sit still. Sit still.
Okay.
Do it later. Okay. So Archangel Michael, I see him as like, you know, our boss. He's our upstairs management, you know. And when you say the word, dear God, I want to be of service. And clearly your soul must have said that on a soul level, because and mine did too. And that's when he steps in and he gives you the courage to basically, you know, release you from the effects of fear so you can live a life, you know, make some changes to live a life that's in alignment with your soul, which you did and I did. And that's a part of the path.
Mm-hmm.
You've
mm-hmm.
got to be available for the guidance and get into the flow and be available to the synchronicities. So if you're in that fifth dimensional vibrational frequency of heart open, trust, prayerful attitude of feeling that your life is a living prayer and how can you serve, you will absolutely 100% sure have synchronicities, magic, and miracles. And like you said, he has a sense of humor. Sometimes it's like, you got to be kidding me. And that's what's there to just like help you keep the faith and say, keep going. Like, yes, you're not insane.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like I had to feel that too. Imagine someone who's in the corporate world for 10 years, all of a sudden being like, Archangel Michael gave me a sign. Like, okay, lady. Yeah. So,
mm-hmm.
I've asked so many signs already. He's just like, come on, give me a sign that I'm not crazy. And then he gives me a sign. And then I ask again, no, come on, I need another sign. And then there was one day that I was just like, come on, how many signs do you need? Just like stop asking
right.
for signs and just trust, for God's sake, you know?
And I kind of received
that message. Sorry, say it.
Yeah. I was just going to say, and then when you start realizing how many signs you've had and how many miracles you've experienced, it's almost laughable. It's like, oh my gosh, you can't, like you're saying, you can't not follow when you realize, wow, it's like, it's happening. These are things that would be a 1 in a million chance for that to happen. And it happens, you know? So God is real. Synchronicities are real. The angels are real. They are here to help us. If we have a pure heart with a pure intention to be of service and to express. And the other thing about our life is a prayer, or we're a living prayer, I mean, that we're a prayer of God, you know, that we're God's soul expressing as God, that our lives
mm-hmm.
are the lives of God. And the other thing I thought of was how our ancestors, like we are the prayers of our ancestors, the ones we never even met before, like our great parents and stuff, our grandparents and great grandparents. You know, many of them, in my sides of the family, both of sides were kind of like poor farmers. My dad's parents were from Ireland. They were farmers, and their parents were poor farmers. And my mother's side of the family was Swedish, and they were very poor. And they worked constantly. Like, their life was work. They didn't have the luxury to be like, live a divine life and follow your dreams the way we have this incredible luxury. They were working the frickin' land or cleaning houses or doing hard work. And my Swedish side of the family was one of the phrases that was inherited was you don't work, you don't eat. And it was all about justifying your worth with work. But I am 100% sure that if any of our ancestors imagined that we have, like that you and I have, Lua, where we get to share our passion and live our dreams, you know, full time to be everyday earth angels for the world. I mean, that is a living prayer of our ancestors as well. to be, you know, loving our lives and living in abundance and sharing our gifts. It's quite miraculous.
Absolutely. So, and I feel like there's this constant battle with ourselves, that this like ancestral mindset comes back and it's like, oh, there's a lack, there's no, it's not possible, or oh my God, I need to just do this way. And the constant signs of the angels and God just like, no, you're good, just trust. So it's like, it's a daily battle, I feel. It's like, no matter how much you meditate, you're still going to have these waves down of questioning. But what's helping, what helps me to just keep on the trust and even deal with the moments of the waves down is to think that if I'm taking care of my body, you know, in terms of my health, my diet, my exercise practice, my aesthetics, I look myself in the mirror every day and want to feel more beautiful than yesterday. What do I need to feel better? If I need a massage, if I need to hang out with my friends, if I need a dance class, it's like always remembering that the vessel is the core of everything, and then coming to the mind, where we will be also learning. We have to be constantly learning things that are we're interested, things that motivate us to be alive, because learning does motivate us if we're learning something we're passionate. And meditating, learning how to calm the mind, and then going to your work, right? How do you receive money? How do you spend your money? What are the things that you're supporting? What are the things that you're giving? And then going to your relationships, right? Like how to cultivate peace with everybody, how to forgive, how to be compassionate, how to be in community. So I feel like these four topics, body, mind, work, and relations, are a daily practice that every day one of them will need more attention than the other. But once, if we know that we are cultivating them four, it just flows more organically. I feel like my synchronicity started to happen more often, and angels showing up more often, and magical opportunities showing up more often. And then the questions of if this is real or not, it starts to dissipate faster.
Yes, I so agree. And I know you have a cleanse, the Body Bliss 10-day cleanse coming up. And this is something, if you're inspired by Aluna Lua and would like to join her on this, her next phase of doing this, she's going to tell you some of the logistics, like what can they expect, what does it entail, and how do they register, if anyone. And you can do it from any state or any country. You know, you just have to be able to, you know, show up on Zoom for the daily meetings. So tell a little more of the details and where our audience, if they feel inspired, can go to register.
Awesome. Okay, so it's going to be August 7th to the 16th. This is the last week to sign up, because I share a little shopping list with some herbs for you to get. And it's all virtual. We host everything through a Facebook private group. And then we have these awesome classes that will teach us to detox the kidneys, the colon, and the liver. So it's a pretty simple but very efficient and wild that we go through. So I'm sharing a plant-based diet guidelines for people to follow. And then you can go deeper if you feel like trying a juice fast or not. That's up to you. And then we cleanse our organs in particular days. Every day we have classes, or it's dance, or it's nutrition, or it's song circle. Most of the classes this time will be recorded before, because I feel now people are kind of busy and not able to go so much live like we were before. So I'm working on having everything recorded so people can watch it on their own time from anywhere in the world. And then, and the goal is to really feel good in our bodies. Like this cleanse, you really feel the results the next day, because after we flush liver stones and we work on our kidneys, the kidneys take a little while to cleanse. So you start feeling the difference every day. You feel very energized. You feel you're sleeping better. You feel brighter skin, losing weight. You feel more connected to source. You feel, and we also have integration classes, because that's one thing I really focus on, is like how to bring these lessons and these habits back to life once the cleanse is over. So we share a group where we're sharing recipes, we're sharing our moments, we're sharing the whole process. So definitely a fun experience, you know. That's what I talk about. Like, cleanse is not a struggle. Cleanse can be actually a blissful ceremony of going deep in, within, and really becoming better people. And from there, really be the people we want to be, because the body is the number one. So, yeah, super
stoked. I love that.
I'm very excited. I have a link if you want to talk more. I'm happy to connect. I'm happy to go through a little call and see where people, where they at, and what are their goals and how they feel in their body. So I've been still taking calls this week. I have the link bookwithlua.com, and you can schedule a 20-minute call with me, and then we can go from there and see if it's a good fit.
Beautiful. So bookwithlua, LUA.com, for signing up or finding out more about this wonderful body bliss detox cleanse that I did, and it changed my life, and I loved it so much, and I did lose 10 pounds, and I did keep 7 pounds off. So, you know, some of it is water weight, but I do feel in so much more in love with fruits and vegetables than I've ever been in my life, and it's just the fresh fruits and vegetables feed and heal you so much, and I see how so much of my wanting comfort foods was from being you know, from past trauma and things like that. And I just need to go in and feel those feelings and send love to my inner child and choose love. Because choosing the dead foods is not choosing love. You know, I realized that that's a, you know, the things I ate when I was growing up, like fish sticks or macaroni and cheese, it's like, ew, but there was something about my inner child that wanted that, something familiar that reminded me of what I used to comfort myself as a child. And I don't need that anymore. Because I'm, guess what? I'm not a child. I'm divine.
Mm-hmm.
So check that out.
Also remembering that there are organic vegan options of all these things that we crave for. So sometimes we really need something like that. We can have a higher quality and that's not as damaged for the body, you know? So that's something to remember too. You don't have to take out everything forever. You can just be more aware of it, right, and take the best choices for yourself.
I found my favorite substitutions for my favorite foods were, I have this pasta, it's called Bonzo, that's made of chickpeas, so good. I have my favorite grain-free tortilla chips, they're called Siete, they taste so delicious, they're made of cassava root, and also a cashew cheese dip. It's like, why would I ever eat GMO corn again? Never. I don't have to. But, yeah, I was so happy to find their delicious, healthful choices that can replace, you know, some of those old things, those comfort foods. You don't have to have no comfort anymore. You can just have healthy comfort foods, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So we're going to be taking some calls shortly. So I just want to say, listen to International Angels Network, where we explore everything metaphysical, spiritual, mystical, and much more. We also take your calls for angel messages live on the air. If you're not able to join us live, you can catch the archived podcast on Apple Music, Pinterest, Podable, Player FM, CastBox, Podtail, Podchaser, Stitcher, Google Play, iHeartRadio. You can also find us on YouTube Live. Just go to YouTube, search International Angels Network, and make sure to subscribe and tap the bell icon to get notified when we're live. For every 100th subscriber, you'll be entered into a drawing and get free gifts. International Angels Network now has online certification courses in metaphysical modalities. To learn more, please visit internationalangelsnetwork.com/certifications. So give us a ring at 516-453-9162. Make sure you press 1 on your phone keypad or Skype keypad if you'd like to speak with me, or if you have questions for Lua. I'll be offering mini readings, and Lua is also incredibly intuitive. So give us a ring, 516-453-9162, and make sure and press 1. So our first caller today is Kimberly from Georgia. Are you there, Kimberly?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. So how can I help you? Did you have a question or a specific area you want to focus on?
Yeah, just a message from the angel.
Just a general message for you? Okay,
yeah.
So let me tune in and see what they have to say. So the card I got is ask. Ask us to help you with this situation, and we will immediately go to work on your behalf. We're governed by many universal laws, and among them is the free will that allows you to make your own choices and decisions. So we patiently await your request. So it's kind of like you're a divine being, and you're kind of asking the angels, what should you do, in a way, or if they have any messages for you. And they're like, what do you desire, my child? Like, the sky's the limit. Tell us what you want. And so it's like you, it's sort of like you're forgetting that you're as powerful as you are, and kind of like you don't have a say over what's going to happen in your own life. I know it can be confusing, the fact that COVID is here and it seems like so many things are shut down, but this is a chance for you to be tuning into your soul and asking, what really do I love? So have you had a chance during this quarantine to look within and feel more than just the same old, what you used to do, and just how to use your mind to come up with a solution to try and do something, but going deeper to, like, who am I and why am I here? And have you had anything speaking to you with an inspiration?
Oh, yes.
So what are you feeling that you'd like to do?
Well, I know that I'm a healer.
Yes.
I start school in August 31st, I was accepted into Ayurvedic medicine school. So,
congrats! So you're already on your path of living your life purpose. So yeah, you're doing it, and you know that that's what you're here to do. And so, what would you like to ask your angels, just for support in learning the right things? I mean, you really,
more than anything, when you said ask the angels, I actually do. In the meantime, you know, I'm looking for a new job right now. So support, you know, next steps, stuff like that is what I'm navigating right now.
Yeah. So can you offer a talent that people need right now? Is there something you have? I know you're going to school to be a healer, but what do you have right now that can solve another person's problem? Is anything coming to mind?
Well, I think that I'm a great teacher / coach.
I think you will be definitely stepping into that. And I'm seeing you working for someone who is basically doing what you want to do, that's very successful at it, as kind of an assistant and getting paid for that. So it's doing two things. You're learning how to do something successfully. So is there anyone who's doing what you really want to do that you admire, that you know of, that you could maybe contact and offer your services?
I would have to do research. I don't know anybody personally.
So do some research on who inspires you, who is offering content that's inspiring. Like, for example, Lua, the one who was speaking earlier, she's been so busy juggling so many things, and she has needed a virtual assistant and hasn't been able to find one. Like, she has money to hire someone to do help with all the programs that she's offering, but she wasn't able to find anyone. Do you know how common that is? Like, that's the whole point that I'm saying, is like, you got to think outside the box. This isn't going to be an ad on Craigslist or Monster, one of those boards. This is somewhere you find someone and say, how can I help you? I love what you're doing. And then they say, well, I do need help promoting this on social media. I do need help writing this. I do need help editing this, or whatever they need. And then you say, I'd be willing to do that for X number of dollars an hour, and you work with it. But that's you learning, kind of like a paid internship. That's what I'm seeing for you. So
okay.
Does that sound fun?
Well,
what do you think?
No.
Can I answer that too, Shishi?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
I also picked a card, and the card says, ask Archangel Michael to help you with the situation. So it's the same, the same request.
Okay, so we're going to just take that on, Kimberly, and we're going to ask Archangel Michael to are you willing to have Archangel Michael jump in and really help you with finding the perfect job? Okay.
Absolutely.
So we invite Archangel Michael to intervene in Kimberly's life and help her to magnetize the exact person, places, things, or situations that will most buoy up her wings of faith and help her to live the highest version of her life path. And so it is, and so it shall be. I love it. We both got asked the angels. You got asked Archangel Michael, I got asked the angels. So you are worthy of help, Kimberly, and you're worthy of asking for what you want and need.
Amen. Yeah, I believe
that. And congrats on your, enrolling in Ayurvedic school and following your passion. I'm very proud of you. I'm giving you a high wing through the ether.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for your call, love, and have a wonderful evening.
You too. Thank you both.
Thank you. So we have, we have Katie from New York. Katie, are you there?
Hi, yes.
Thank Hi. So how can I help you? Yes. How can we help you? You're welcome.
Thanks. I have a work decision to make. I have two projects, one with Andrea and another one with a couple, Josh and Adrian. And I'm wondering if you see me being able to balance them, if it be beneficial to balance, or if I should just choose one.
I feel that you're going to gain different things from both, and I do feel you should balance both. And I think they're going to spark different areas of your expertise that will kind of open up something new in you. I don't think you're going to be spreading yourself too thin to work with both. So I don't think it's a decision, which means basically the root word of decide is to kill off. In order to make a decision, you kill off the other opportunity, right? What if you choose both? And I feel you are really good at juggling a lot of things. Is that true about you?
Yes. These are bigger projects, so that's why I guess I was, thinking it has to be a choice.
What I think is you can hire a little bit of support under one of them and be more of the overseer so your hands are still in it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But I think you should do both. Do you have anything on that, Lua, for her?
I just got a card that says focus upon divine and perfect health. So I would say with this choice, be healthy for your body will make your life easier, will make you happier, will give you more time to enjoy the things you love. Would you be around people that you want to be around, What would you say?
Wow. Yes. Yeah.
So I think that's the choice, I think it's Archangel Michael is telling you to choose what's the action that will make you feel healthy and well in your life,
Yeah.
And just trust that that's the path.
Wow.
And then everything will unfold from there, right?
I think that makes sense. I feel really good vibes for you going forward, Katie, with your endeavors, and I feel a lot of support. And the last card I pulled for you is have confidence. Moving forward does not necessarily mean that you have to have confidence in yourself. Confidence in God is enough, along with knowing that God works through you and with you in all ways. Lean upon us if your confidence wavers, and we will buoy your courage and faith. It's kind of like you can do it all. You can do it all. That's what I feel. Believe in yourself, because it's not just you. You very much strongly work with the angels. You have a beautiful angelic team that works with you and through you and it will help you every step of the way.
Wow. Yes, I love the angels. Yes. I often call and say Michael Archangel, too. Yeah.
I love it. Well, he is definitely with you, helping you. So thank you so much for your call tonight.
Thank you. Many blessings to you both. Thank you for all you do. Thank you.
Blessings to you. So we have Karen from New York. Karen, are you there?
Yes, hello, thank you.
Hi, how can we help you?
Okay. I would like any messages about the situation with my partner's daughter or anything about what I will be doing moving forward, especially to serve and bring in money for myself.
Well, the card I got is parents. So I'm not sure. So your partner's daughter, so is she going through things that you're supposed to be dealing with, the aftermath of some issues?
Well, yes.
She's on you?
Going through his things and clearing out his room. He had some musical instruments. She was okay with me keeping them. And one I might even try to sell. It's a long story. And suddenly she seemed to have a different tune the other day. And she's like, oh, I know you should have it. I don't know. Blah, blah, blah. I'm some or whatever. And they really, you know, like they're sentimental and it was part of his life. He was always a musician. He's also an artist and she got all the art stuff and she's an artist. And so that stuff is really relevant to her. And the instruments were gotten, you know, while he was with me living here. So not really her life or more a part of my life with him. Anyway, I don't want to have rifts with them, but knock me for a loop. Up to this point, she's mostly been very sweet and cooperative, all of, you know, her and the son. I mean, the brother. Son, also.
Well, it's funny, if you could see the card I'm looking at, it's from the Healing Angels deck. Not the healing, it's the angel therapy deck, but it's a picture of two, it says parents, and there's a picture of two parents, and the man is playing like a mandolin, and the wife is playing a tambourine, so it's funny you're bringing up musical instruments, and it says, the divine truth is that your parents eternally love you to the best of their ability. The angels are helping you heal away from any pain associated with your mother or father. So I feel for her, this is the reason why she was nicey-nice, and then all of a sudden she's, like, triggered about this and throwing it, kind of this dark energy around it and being demanding or whatever it is this is a trigger for her pain. Like, she's processing things with her father through this. So I feel that you want to just not take it personally, however she's being, and just honor the place that she's in. I know it's hard to do that because you feel disrespected, but like as far as you needing to hold on to that, I know it's a part of your memory too. But for her, this is a part of her healing with her father, if that makes sense. And so to kind of be really patient and leave a lot of room for her woundedness. And then I got the card, you're profoundly clairvoyant. Trust what you see in your mind's eye as well as with your physical sight because your spiritual vision helps you with healing, teaching, and guidance. So they're saying you are very clairvoyant. Do you ever see visions or colors?
No, I think I feel like I have conversations in my head, and then I say, my God, is it my overactive mind, imagination, or is this? But I don't really see things unless I conjure them up myself.
Well, maybe you're going to be seeing more more things. Lua, do you have any advice for this is Karen? Do you have any advice for Karen?
I would say that what really can help is to pray for compassion and peace in yourself. Like when you are praying by yourself, you don't even need to communicate that, but you're, you know, telepathically sending peace to the situation and just being kind of neutral. So the person can see that you don't have anything else but love, you know?
Yes.
I got the card that says, keep your eyes on your targeted intention. So your target intention is inner vision and intuition. So you can ask for the archangels to release the fears and doubts, and just pray for the confidence and courage to speak your truth in the right time.
Yeah, there may be a better time to speak your truth about all this stuff after the woundedness is calmed down and you know what I'm saying, with the daughter. And yeah, that's kind of similar to what I said too. So I do feel you're very intuitive, and you know, you're very psychic, and you are going to deepen that intuition. And just to release attachment to everything, breathe into your heart and just stay connected and not be triggered by other people, you know, and their own wounds. Like you're what was happening is your inner child wound was getting triggered by her inner child wound. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And we have just a whole bunch of, you know, grown-ups that are really children, and we all have wounds, and we're all pretty much traumatized, and we're all trying to live. So you said something else about another thing. You mentioned your partner's daughter, but then you mentioned one other thing when you first asked. Was that something about work, or I can't recall what was the other question? Did you have a part two?
Yeah. Do you see anything that, you know, coming up for me that I'm to do with the rest of my life and also would bring in money?
Yeah, well, the card I got is giving and receiving and assertiveness, two cards. So I feel like you're a giver, right? You give, and then you need to be receiving more. So they want you to learn that giving and receiving is equal. And then assertiveness is like you this situation can be healed gently and with love as you've requested, yet there's also a need for strength and truthfulness with the other people involved. We will stand right behind you as you speak your truth, giving you strength and guiding your words. So it's not just like let it go and don't say anything, but it's speak your truth with love. Like I can see you're going through a lot right now, and we can talk about this later. You know, I'm not 100% in agreement with this, but I'm letting this go because I'm honoring your process or whatever you want to say. But that has to do with that. And regarding what are you supposed to do with the rest of your life, I feel that as you get into more meditation, the angels are going to put a vision for something that inspires you in your mind's eye. And you're going to be getting more visions, I feel, and seeing yourself doing something. But once you're in that prayerful state, that's when the synchronicities start to happen, where you meet someone, they're like, hey, would you like to work at this particular place? And you're like, wow, actually, maybe I would, you know, and you just be open and you follow the synchronicities. What do you think, Lua? Anything on that?
Anything about me channeling or me channeling my partner and his music?
Channeling your partner and his music? I mean,
yeah,
if you feel
him
interested
in his music.
If you feel interested in that,
I would love to do that.
If you would love to do that and you feel inspired to do that, that's a definite yes. I would say go for that. Okay, we have another caller before the show. We only have a couple more minutes left. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that also just pay attention to the signs that they're all around. And, you know, just check the timing, what are the numbers that are showing up for you, and what these numbers have to tell you. You know, they're definitely around, and if you look at them more, you will just find the next step.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for your call, and thank you, Lua, for that guidance. It was wonderful to hear from you, Karen. Many blessings, and sending you a big angel hug. We're going to take one more call. We have Khalil from Virginia. Are you there, Khalil?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Khalil. How can we help you tonight?
Hi. I was wondering, I don't know if I've talked to you before. I've talked to you about this.
I'm not sure.
Ma'am, you there?
Do you have a question?
Yeah, I went to the hospital back in 2012.
You went to a hospital? Okay.
I went to the hospital because I was feeling like hurting myself. I had severe mental health issues. And
okay.
I was wondering, because I felt the seat move back when I was leaning down, and the officer, she took me into the hospital, and she basically was there the whole time when I was there. And I was wondering if she had, if I was sitting in the same seat and she had pushed it back when I was leaning over, because I don't remember the whole thing. I just remember the seat falling, not falling, but pushing back. And this was back in 2012, and I was so bummed out. I really just wanted to, you know, knock myself down on the floor to injure myself at that time.
Well, the angels are saying that was an angelic intervention to stop you from saving your life. Whether the seat went down or not, I think it probably did. That's what I'm feeling. But that's not the main thing. How are you feeling nowadays? That was eight years ago, right? And so
yeah,
you got your life back. You've got your health back. Do you feel you're living a life on purpose?
On what?
Do you feel you're living like on purpose? You know, do you feel you're living your life on purpose?
I'm trying to live my life the best way I can. I'm treating people with respect that I want to be treated,
beautiful.
and I'm being nice. And see, one of the things that I'm kind of afraid of is certain clothing and certain objects. So, you know, I was just surprised. When the officers take you in for ECO, they have to, like, handcuff you and stuff like that. And sometimes I'm afraid of even the police officer's clothing sometimes because it's dark.
Yeah,
and it's like,
well, you have some deep trauma. So the card I pulled for you, card I pulled for you, Khalil, is family. It says this situation is rooted in an emotional experience with a family member, which we can help you to understand and heal. So you have serious trauma. Do you have a counselor?
Yeah, I do.
Do you have a therapist? Okay. Well, here's what I know is that the angels are helping you heal. You're a very brave soul to come here to the earth and do what you've been doing. And you are still a light worker that's shining your light and doing your best to bring love and shine it into a very dark place and a very dark lineage of a lot of pain and trauma. So I honor you, and Lua and I are giving you a group hug through the phone right now and sending you angel blessings, and I thank you so much for your call.
Hmm.
Have a beautiful night. And so I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in. I'm Shishi O'Donnell. Our guest was Aluna Lua, and you can sign up for her beautiful body bliss cleanse at bookluanow.com. Is that right?
Book with Lua.com.
Oh, bookwithlua.com. So I love to empower people through my one-on-one Divine Life Coaching program. If you're going through a transition in life, whether with work or other areas, please send me a text at 323-251-1955, and I'm happy to schedule a complimentary 30-minute coaching discovery call. You can find me on social media. I'm Shishi O'Donnell on Facebook or Angel Shishi on Instagram. Have a beautiful week, and we'll see you next Monday. Take care. Thanks again, Lua, for being with us.
Bye. Thank you. Much love.